When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world.
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
How are you? I'm Adam Caton-Hall, and welcome to the Grawlix Saves the World. Appreciate you tuning in.
You introduced yourself weird. You said it like it's your podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Grawlix Saves the World. I'm Adam Caton-Hall, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts.
What kind of a coup is this?
There's the guy, and then there's the assistants. I got two of them, and it's Andrew and Ben, and they're here with me, as always, to prop up.
My name is Ben Roy.
I'm Andrew Orvidal. I guess I'm the analyst over here.
Color commentary by those guys. Back to what I was saying. No, just kidding. We're the Grawlix Saves the World. Thanks for tuning in.
This is a podcast, y'all, if you don't know, where we better ourselves and hopefully the world around us by taking on self-help challenges.
Sure.
Things we think are positive, right? Or trying to better ourselves.
It's the whole 100%. Gamut. Sometimes, you know, we're trying to not use plastic for a week. And other times, we're just watching all the Fast and the Furious movies. So,
which, by the way, we got to watch Fast 9.
I know. We're behind everybody.
We need to.
I know. Well, I'm holding off to see it with you guys. I couldn't just see it alone. That'd be so sad. I want to go with my bros to F9.
With your family.
I've already seen it three times alone.
No. Have you seen it already, Andrew?
Just kidding. No.
I wouldn't. I mean, honestly, you notice how he made that joke? Neither of us questioned it.
I know, because that's the move he would do. Well, listen, that kind of dovetails with what I want to do this challenge, because that's a big summer blockbuster, and I haven't had the time to go see a summer blockbuster. I haven't had a summer, you guys. I haven't really.
What happened, Adam?
Well...
What happened?
I had another baby. I'm in the weeds with kids. I'm not doing any fun summer things. And then last summer was 2020, dudes. There was no fucking summer.
Oh,
and I'm missing out on summer. And you know how I realized I was missing out on summer? This is actually very true. At the Grawlix last month, Ben Roy's son, Milo, came in fresh from his job at Elitch's. Which is the big theme park here in Denver.
I've never met anyone more perfectly suited for a theme park job where it feels like perfect casting.
Yeah, he's the king of summer right now. He's got like long skater hair.
And he perpetually wears this like fluorescent beanie. It's like fucking 103 degrees out. He's got this fluorescent beanie on.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was working at Elitch's.
And a Milo little mustache. Don't forget his mustache.
Yeah. I'm that like, I want to worry about this guy while I'm on a ride. That's what I think.
He just looked like quintessential Americana, like thin mustache teen working at the theme park.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I love
fuck,
it.
That kid's having a summer.
I love
that kid's
it.
Having the best summer of his life right now.
Yeah. But anyway, so you had a lost summer. You saw Milo. It made you gels.
Yeah.
And we're mid-July. This is insane.
I know. I'm not doing any of the summer things. I just got to a pool for the first time, and I was like, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I need more of it in my life. And I thought this challenge would be, I don't know, just some way to get a sense of summer before it's gone, because you know it's going to be gone before we know it, dude.
So we're all getting jobs at
Elitch's.
Smokey's Greater Shows, and we're traveling for 3 months with the carnival. Yes.
Yeah.
I got a job at the carnies. Coliseum, setting up stages, tearing them down. We're having a summer concert season.
I knew I got all these tattoos for a reason.
How about this challenge? I was having a cookout recently, and I brought the old wireless speaker outside.
Ben and I weren't invited.
Yeah, I guess that could.
Yeah, it's more of like.
Did you guys all go to F9 after?
Ron, did you go to a cookout? He's aggressively shaking his head. No, that's weird.
No, huh. So not one of
us. So when was the cookout? I'll check my spam folder. That's usually when most of your invites go.
That's probably where it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andrew, how was your cookout?
It was fine, but here was the low point. I brought out my wireless speaker to play music for the cookout, and I was like, I don't even know what to play. I just kind of like
always hard. It's always played. Like
I was like, this is just kind of a cool album, I guess. And then it wasn't. People were like distracted. You don't ever want the music to be distracting, where people are like, what is this? And it's like, oh, okay. So what? How about this challenge? What if we, as a group, make a Grolix Summer Jams playlist?
Oh,
this way, you can have summer.
Yeah.
Are you at a cookout? Are you on a jet ski? Are you mowing the lawn? Are you stuck in your car in 105 degree traffic? Wherever you are, we'll make a playlist of summer jams for not only ourselves, but everybody. How about that?
Well, I like this idea a lot, especially because we definitely have areas of overlap in our music, but I think we all are very different in terms of what we listen to.
Yeah.
We all have pretty three.
Yeah, I think we can have some variety. And I'll add to the challenge, how about we bring in a special guest, Eliza Skinner. She has a podcast called Cool Playlist, where she makes cool playlists with people. And she's a great road trip DJ. So how about we bring her in to help us
out? That's a great idea.
To shoehorn your girlfriend into this podcast.
I tried every challenge, and finally, we have a challenge that
works.
You were
like, let's have her come do jujitsu. And I was like, she knows nothing about it. But no, this makes sense. Finally, finally one that makes sense for her. And I love this idea. Ron and I were talking a little bit ago about music, and I got to say, I love summer songs. This is so exciting for me. I love summer jams. I love summery feeling things.
I feel like more than like other seasons, summer is what you associate music with. I can't think of like, this is my spring jams. Like, I just don't have those.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Summer is definitely in your mind when you remember it. It's like the songs.
Summer is the best season. I think we can all agree.
No, I'm an autumn guy. I'm in my autumn years. I'm an autumn guy.
The Teletubbies, that's my spring jam. Anything the Teletubbies did. Then winter, all Bjork. I don't play Bjork.
Winter jams block all Bjork all the time.
What's your fall?
Autumn jams.
Yeah,
what's an autumn jam?
What's an autumn jam is only the mamas and the papas. That's
wow.
It. Yeah,
all the leaves are brown. Just again.
I just play California.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't get.
Again.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Ben just hit three swishes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just listen to the Archies all year long. Just sugar. Dun, 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 that's all I'm listening to.
Oh, like a serial killer.
Yeah,
terrifying.
Actually, one song. Sugar,
autumn,
man, I hope that song does not come up on this
that
summer jams playlist.
That would be a terrifying killer song, like to a murder scene in a movie. And
they do that in
playing.
Movies. They give the killer a song, like that one movie where the killer jumps bodies. Is it called Fallen with Denzel Washington? Anyway, the serial killer jumps bodies, and he always sings a song. Time is on my side. He kind of hums and he sings it. Anyway. It's a real movie. I'm not making it up.
Group. We had agreed to go to that as a group as well. And I didn't.
Yeah.
I never saw it. Sounds like you went by yourself to see Fallen.
Well, I think we've reached the real Bjork in the road here, and we should move it. Anywho, yeah, thanks a lot. I just wanted to use Bjork in a pun.
That was very good. I was
well done.
Yeah.
Well done. How about Bjork we do this? Let's take a break. Let's come up with some songs. Let's
like right now?
Yeah, let's
week?
Just do it. No, we don't need a week to come
Are
up with summer jams.
Are you kidding me? Right now. Okay, but these are just going to be off the dome. If anybody listening, when they listen to these, there's so many out there.
Ben, it's summer. You don't need any asterisks. You don't need any qualifiers.
It's just stressful,
personal
and it shouldn't
summer
be because summer isn't stressful. It's
How many picks?
Three. Come up with three.
Holy, you can fuck right off. Three? Emulsifying it down to three.
I don't want to embarrass Ben. I don't want to embarrass Ben, but can I pick Counting Blue Cars by Dishwalla, a.k.a. Ben's former band, three times?
No, you
can do anything you want.
Because it's such a good song, and Ben is so humble about the fact.
Do you notice, anybody listening, do you notice that Adam, Kate, and Holland has not done this Dishwalla joke in front of me in person? It's always when we're on video chat.
He's done it on stage of the Grolix. That's not true.
There's not a joke. This is not a joke. Your gift of music that you blessed us with in the early 90s
son
is
of
no
a
joke.
Bitch.
It's something that I appreciate.
I want you to know that God is a man, okay?
I will say this, though, this caveat. The challenge is to make a great Summer Jams playlist, not only for ourselves,
I'll respect
but for everyone who listens to it. So If you think that hearing that same Dishwalla song three times in this playlist,
Ben Roy's Counting Blue Cars is a fall song, and we all right. So all right. I will not bring
it. The next time we're in person, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Well, I fucking hate that song. I love this challenge. We're gonna need time in the back half.
Let's take a break. Let's listen to a comic from our live show and check this out. This one's not from the time capsule. We didn't send Ron down into the mines to dig below the subterranean crust of the earth for clips from yesteryear. This is from this year's Grawlix.
Last month.
Live. Yeah.
Hot off the fucking
what? This is fresh Grawlix cut.
Cheese.
Yeah.
She lives in LA currently where she's killing it, but she's a Denver native. Please enjoy this track from our friend Justine Marino. And when we come back, we'll be listening to a sweet summer playlist with Eliza Skinner, you guys. So stay tuned.
I have to say my rock bottom of the pandemic was the moment I realized I still love Limp Bizkit. Yeah, I swear to God, you guys, Limp Bizkit still slaps. They're a bop, whatever the fuck people say. I feel like if Fred Durst knew I was calling his music a bop, he would come out from wherever the fuck hole he is in, would put on his red hat, and he would murder me. I love Limp Bizkit, you guys. It really, the song Rollin', I'm not joking, it got me through the pandemic. You know, first of all, the only thing you really need to know to sing along is the phrase, keep on rolling. Like, that's all he says, keep rolling, 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 rolling. I know, I have a great voice. Stop. That song is so wild, though. Like, the beginning, he's just like, chocolate starfish! Like, what are you talking about, sir? I listened to that song so many times because this was my nightly routine, okay? Like, at about dusk, you know, during the super crazy lockdown, because I was in LA for the whole pandemic, and we were crazy, like, could not go out, could not do anything. So during that, I would treat myself to an evening walk at about dusk. I would take an edible, and I would put on a hoodie, and I would walk around just listening to Roland, like, exclusively Roland, you guys. I listened to Roland so much that it, like, totally fucked up my Spotify urine review. Holy shit, you guys. That was, like, an eye-opening experience, because I was like, oh, what music was I listening to the whole time? My top artists were Britney Spears, Ariana Grande, Limp Bizkit, then Beyonce. Like, what? That's a fucking sacrilege, okay? I listened to Roland a total of 69 times. It's like I instinctively knew the douchiest amount of times to listen to this song.
Hey, do you love the Grawlix Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/ Grawlix Saves.
I do want to sign up. And we are back. Wow.
Yeah.
What a break. And thanks to the magic of podcasting, like 15 minutes has gone by like nothing.
Yeah.
Well, we all chose our three songs. So let's bring in our special guest. Ron, can you call Eliza? Do you have Eliza on speed dial?
Oh, patch her through on
and
the
if you do, why do you have my girlfriend's line. Number on speed dial, you piece
whoa,
of
whoa,
shit?
Whoa, yeah. Whoa,
attaboy, whoa. Andrew. I've longed to see this kind of temperament. Yes. Yes.
Eliza, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Eliza Skinner is here.
Hey, it's my friend Ben Roy.
We're so close. We've always been close, though, and we should talk about that sometime on a different podcast.
I agree, yeah.
Because I don't think people know. Close. We're really
very
close friends.
Close,
we talk
close.
A lot.
Yeah, we've started a bunch of bands together.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on the bands.
We keep going camping, which I don't enjoy, but, you know, if you're there,
I don't like it either. Yeah. I don't like the camping
You've never camped with me
but
once.
Yeah, well, you know what? Andrew. When I came to do the Grawlix in Denver, you didn't talk to me, and Ben did. So
yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And
that's
also
how you earn camping privileges.
It's a nervous tick with Ben. He doesn't even know he's conversing, though.
Well,
it's a fugue state. He's just just chattering. That's what he does.
I'm very much the same way, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, this has been, and Andrew, if you want to go camping with her sometimes, maybe try not being so jealous.
Okay, yeah. Honestly, I'd rather not. Let's not put that out there as an option.
Can I just ask you one question, Eliza, before we get to the playlist challenge, which thank you for doing. Ben and I have been wondering, what do you see in Andrew? It's the only reason we had you on the pod. Fuck this challenge.
Oh, come on.
Adam, that is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. You know, he's a hunk. He's super rich. he's nice. And yeah, he's funny. So, you know,
but the age discrepancy one out of makes everyone uncomfortable. He's 35 years your elder.
Yeah.
And I understand you're chasing that paper, but it's pretty blatant.
Well, it's fun hearing folktales like from someone who was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Someone who has actual beaver pelt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Someone who like knew Baba Yaga, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, all right. That answers a lot of questions that Ben and I text each other about all the time. So thank
you. I
got to
say, just that rant from you alone, I see what he sees in you. and I see it. So, well, thank you for doing this. This is awesome. And you love music and have a great taste for music. You have great music taste. And so this will work out really well. Did Ron send you our songs?
He did. Yes.
How about this, Liza? If you want to just choose songs and kind of cue them up, Ron can play a snippety snip, and then you can guess which of the three of us submitted the song, and then we can say why.
Well, then I'll go from like things I think I might kind of have a guess on to maybe more obscure. And I will also say, you know, sorry, my mic fell. I had a podcast which I miss and want to restart again, but called Cool Playlist, that was all about making very specific playlists. So the idea of a summer jam playlist, that's a pretty broad topic. I mean, that's a season we all experience. Yeah. So many different kinds of things happen in summer. So this is a really
I said
like,
that a while ago, like what, like 25 stuff. Minutes ago when we were, I said that at the first half.
Shut up,
which
Ben.
Feels like
Shut
forever
up.
Ago. Yeah. But I did say it's so hard,
See,
right?
That's what I'm
Eliza,
saying,
it's so
mean,
hard.
We get it. We get it.
So
well,
hard.
We appreciate you zooming out for the whole summer season. We know that you're more specificity than this, but this is a broad stroke summer jam.
And when, and when we
behind.
Discuss each track, maybe we could say what summer activity it pairs best with, like
that.
A sommelier of summer jams,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
A sommelier.
Yeah, sommelier.
I would really love to hear that info from you guys. So the first song I'm going to pick from your playlist off of 1994's Under the Table and Dreaming, I believe, is Ants Marching by the Dave Matthews Band.
Well, come on. Jesus Christ.
I told you I was going to go from ones I could make a guess on.
It'd be amazing if this was Ben.
I think it could be any of us. I think it could be really any of us.
Really? Do you think Dave Matthews Band is that universal, Adam?
Yeah, I just think it's a pretty popular band, and I know Ben and Andrew both love it, too. So it could have been any of us.
Do they?
I fucking hate Dave Matthews.
I hate it.
Yeah,
I don't hate
I
it.
Like,
okay.
I feel like ambivalent. They very specifically don't.
Well, let's just play it and then see.
Okay. All right, so
do you think it's too early to stop it?
No, it's not. Okay, we got it, Ron. Thank you.
I'm gonna make the call that this is an Adam Caton Holland pick.
Okay. How did you know that? How did you guess?
It's one of
one
of the three like starter pack things people know about you.
it's on the back of the package, Adam.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I hear that song and it's summer. It's not summer until I hear that song.
I agree. I feel like it has a hot vibe. It has a sweaty dry heat almost vibe. Maybe
Boy,
a summer.
Boy Tinsley on the violin is it is pretty hot.
Yeah, yes. A summer music festival kind of vibe is what I'm hearing.
Sure.
I grew up in Richmond. They were like the Tuesday night band down the street at the Flood Zone. Well, they had a Richmond standing gig for a while there, but they are Charlottesville. Yes,
Adam. Adam, why this song? What about it?
Yes, what about
it? I know everyone loves to tease me about me liking Dave Matthews, but I will say I was very into them in real time. So I don't love their newer stuff all that much and where they've gone.
They have newer stuff?
But Under the Table and Dreaming and Crash are such good fucking albums. And I heard them when I was, 13, 14. And I just associate that song with summer. I don't know why, but it just feels, maybe they play it more during summer. It just feels like, takes me back to being 13 and loving Dave Matthews, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, the band, that album came out at the end of September of 94. So, you may have held on to it. Or maybe summer is, you're a teen. That's when you're like suddenly free and you're choosing what's on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know why it is a summer song for me, but it just so is. And that album, I was reading an article recently because it's the 25th anniversary of Crash, mm-hmm. and they were interviewing Steve Lillywhite, who's like the producer who did Under the Table and Dreaming. And he did U2 and Talking Heads. That's his name. That's, he's a famous British
producer. No, it's got
that
Lillywhite sound. I know. I agree. Yeah, it does. When I hear Dave Matthews Band, I'm like, this is Lillywhite.
You guys, do you guys know he was co-produced by Brad Milquetoast? And
I mean, you guys can make fun all you want. You're just exposing your musical ignorance by not knowing who that producer was. He said he heard the demo and they did that snare drum like 10 times and he was infuriated. And he's like, what the fuck is this? And then it so infuriated him. He's like, I got to go produce this. and he fought off like other producers and produced the Dave Matthews Band first album.
Hey, is that like a street fight, parking lot fight kind of situation? Yeah.
I have no idea what a producer fight looks like. I know in television, it's like, who's more inept, you or me? but I don't know what a musical producer fight looks like.
I will say that as much as I'm not all that big of a fan of Dave Matthews, Carter Buford is hands down one of the best drummers on the planet. I mean, the guy is a fucking genius.
Well, and even the drums on those. Even with his hands down? That seems like...
You walked right into that one. You walked right into that one.
I mean, if he can do it that way, then it's not a surprise that he's one of the only ones who can.
Our next camping trip I have to talk to you about. But yeah, but great drum sounds on that album. I will give them. So I'm trying to say something positive. So
I appreciate that. That's nice. Yeah. The musicianship is very good.
Do we have to say something positive?
I don't know how you figured that out, but you are good at this.
Okay, so the next song on the playlist, I'm going to go with Summer Haze by Spells.
Oh, who picked that? What, Ron? I mean,
Jesus,
he's such a big fan.
That has a real sunny feel to it. Summer's right there in the title.
I like this band.
Okay, so my guess for this one, honestly, I was going to go with Andrew because I felt like it would have been a panic move for him to just pick one of your songs, and especially when that's summer in the title. But since summer jams are not his genre, but from your reaction, I'm going to go with you, Ben. I'm going to say you picked your own song.
Wow.
I did pick my own song.
Okay. Wow.
You know what's funny? I almost did put a Spells song on there because I think of Spells as a very summer jam
band. Thank you.
But I didn't need to make any panic choices. Thank you anyway.
So the reason why I put this on there is to let you know that
insatiable ego.
Yes, well that
let that people know too. That you can do anything. You can do every genre. Yeah. Is that what it is?
No, but
bar mitzvahs?
Yeah, I love summer songs. I love the Beach Boys. I love the Van Halen during that 1984 kind of. It's about a. like a feeling, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the minute that song comes in, I feel like you feel the kind of summery kind of vibe to it, you
know? Sunny,
beachy. And I love that that you can smell the sunscreen, and you know, and I grew up in Maine, so there really was no one wore sunscreen, you know.
Everybody just courting skin cancer up in Maine.
It's more just a layer of DEET.
It's exactly it. It's actually true, Adam, that the DEET and the off bug spray and the yeah, they're flammable, highly flammable together. But no,
well, I love Spell's sound, and that sounded extraordinarily summery. We all know I prefer your earlier work with Dishwalla, but I do think Spell's is a very apropos summer band.
Yeah.
And I wrote that one remembering being at a beach when I was a teenager and seeing this girl that I thought was beautiful and being so afraid to talk to her. And I remember seeing, look, you know, when you look up at somebody into the sun, like you can see they're kind of standing, blocking it a little bit, but you can't, their face is a little obscured. That's kind of what it's about. And like being a coward and not talking to her. And so I felt like that was a very summery song, and just more to say, I fucking love this genre. I think it's like summer songs are important.
Somebody came and kicked sand on you.
Yeah, she didn't. She just walked away. And she's lived in my dreams ever since.
I think you nailed it. I think you captured the summer sound.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on.
Okay. The next one I'm going to pick is a more recent song, Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. Current hit. Current day hit.
Okay. It's like strawberries on a summer evening, and it
sounds just like a song. I want more berries. Okay, yeah. So
you said, well, you already picked one of Adam's.
Yeah, so I'm gonna attribute this to Andrew in a this is one of five new songs Andrew knows because of his daughter.
I hate this episode.
I think it's a great
tear down Orvidal, rip him apart.
Well, guess what, funny lady, you're wrong. I don't even know that song. I guess
you
I
don't?
Only know four songs. No, that's not my song.
Wow. Okay, so then it's an Adam pick then.
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah. I, like Andrew, don't know anything new, but somehow through the just force field of new kids and all that, this permeated. It got in. Harry Styles somehow got in to my orbit, and I fucking love it. And I think he's an interesting pop star. I enjoy him. And I know it's about oral sex, and that's just even better. And
I feel like it sets a high, unattainable bar.
Have you seen the video? My God.
No.
It's very unattainable,
but
that
who tastes like watermelon sugar? Who is supposed to?
Is that the point of the song? Is that you go down on somebody?
I think it's the point of the song is that all women should taste like that, and if not, something's wrong with them.
Yeah, no. It should be like, I don't know, like salt, like whatever. Salty churros? Yeah. Something else. Something more.
Yeah. Salty churros.
Salty churros, sure.
That's
something still complex, but attainable.
I love that. Yeah, exactly. Salty I love too that a woman is supposed to taste like that after being on a sandy beach and in the ocean and riding bikes all day, and then you're supposed to.
The video is very, very sexy, and I don't know. It's just a fun, silly summer song.
Yeah. I've never heard it, and that was
I like
the first
Harry
time
Styles. Listen to it through the chorus. It's a good song. Yeah. And at first Katie showed it to me. I was like, "Fuck this!" And then I was singing it like the next day. It just stays in your head. And now I'm like, oh, I think I love this song, which I feel like is how a summer jam often goes.
Yeah. Well, also like name checking summer items like watermelon. That's an easy way to really mark your song as a summer jam. There's a remix that's very popular on TikTok that goes into this sort of like slow rap ish thing in the verse sections. Also very summery vibe.
I also think Harry Styles is just an interesting guy. Like he was in that boy band and now he's like, he was in One Direction and now he's become this big pop star and he dresses, you know, androgynously. And he's just an interesting character.
He's a star for our times. I agree with it.
Absolutely.
It was one of my picks. Wow. But yeah, Cool. The next, right. I mean, I guess let's just clean out the Adam section so he can check out for the rest of it.
Stop
and
it.
Go with Nothing But a G Thang by Dr. Dre.
God
and
damn it,
but I gotta say, just play some of it just so we can fucking love it.
This one.
I mean, such dude. A, it's, you can smell the heat.
Yeah.
I always hated that song, actually. I hate
what?
That sound.
What?
That sound.
The West Coast whistle,
yeah,
man.
I fucking hate
rules.
It. It's like nails on the blackboard.
It's like a Moog or,
I hate it.
Moog or something.
Yeah.
Andrew was just aggressively East Coast. He was so fucking hard
oh,
for Biggie
yeah.
that he can't even
absolutely.
Hear that.
Absolutely. He's like,
yeah.
if it's not Diddy, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I've heard him yep. say that so many times. He's like, I want to talk about mo' money and mo' problems
yeah.
and nothing else.
I mean, just like a couple weeks ago.
Growing up in Maine on the, like, very rural area, that G-funk sound, that sound with that the synthesizer in there playing those notes like that, that was California to me. And it's a great choice because it makes me think of barbecues and like
100%
hanging
I can smell
out
a barbecue.
Yeah,
I can taste the bottom of a fucking 40. And it's yeah. so gross but kind of awesome.
I think
yeah. when I hear that song,
I think any California thing also is a summer thing for the
right.
entire rest
very
of the
summery,
world.
Very like, summery state.
Yes.
Yeah.
On account
it's
of its permanent summer.
like the Spells track too. It's atmospheric. Immediately, it's got a summer mm-hmm. vibe.
Yeah. Well, so yeah. one of my criteria for a summer jam is you need to be able to very easily picture yourself doing that that snaky arm thing out the window of a car.
Oh, sure, like a VW ad or something.
Oh, and that yeah. hits it.
That right. That's absolutely the soundtrack for that.
I love it. We need to apply. Yeah,
that's
we need to apply
test.
That rubric for all the following songs.
If I were to pick in a top 10 albums that I listened to the most in my life, The Chronic would be up there. And there are very few albums that go from being a great album to being an album that changed the landscape of music that was tectonic. I think it brought hip hop and rap to the mainstream, to small towns like I grew up in Winthrop, Maine. We were listening to The Chronic.
Yeah. It's a classic. So I'm sorry to be Captain fucking obvious.
No, but it's a
but
great
it's a,
choice.
You play that. You play that at a backyard barbecue. Nobody's complaining.
Well,
no.
Me, but
and everybody knows all the
except
lyrics.
Except Andrew, because he's such a mace guy and he's always been about mace. and I understand.
Yeah, well, I mean, once you heard him on the radio, and once you've seen him on the video,
it was more about Mace's relationship with God that Andrew responded to.
Yeah,
it was later
ironically,
because yeah.
normally that's not his thing at all. But with Mace, it just hits different.
All right, next tune.
Next, I'm gonna go with "Yoo-hoo" by Danger Mouse and Gemini the Gifted.
As a thug that specialize in love and mesmerize the club with a pimp strut, pimps up, hoes hold me down. I dig that, how he did that.
Look at this, look at this, look at this.
Right?
Out the window, mm-hmm. hand
yeah.
out the
okay.
window.
It meets that
this
criteria.
Is not an obvious choice, so I would love to hear why you picked it, Ben.
Why do you think it's me? It could be Andrew.
It's Ben. Andrew doesn't
yeah.
know that.
You know what? I don't know why. I think when I think of a summer song, I think of a song you need when you're walking into like a party or a club that like has just a vibe, a swagger to it. And I like the idea of like a lot of these songs are a lot of good summer songs are about girls and about, you know, hunting ladies, you know, and like, I love the idea of this hunting them, like surviving the game, taking them out to a ranch in Montana,
sure.
releasing them. And then you and your wealthy buddies all hunting them.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
summer.
I mean, that's,
Ron, can we edit all of that?
A jam as old as time.
No, I think like a song, I love this. Yoo-hoo, they be hollering. Yoo-hoo. I just imagine driving by in a car. It's you know, it's something, it feels warm when I listen to that song. Like the heat, you know, like
yeah,
a hot
it's not
club.
But it's not a bright, sunny song.
No, and I think that's the the misconception with a good summer jam. I think there has to be a little sadness with a good summer song.
Wow.
You say that about everything.
Yeah, that does feel very specific to you.
Take it easy, Lana Del Rey. Jesus Christ.
A little sadness with how you make my sandwich.
Yeah.
Look, guys, you know there's a rainbow after the storm. I just need it sad.
Rainbow has to be a little sad. No, I think there, like, there's a little bit of, I want the feeling like I don't want the day to end with a song. You know what I mean? That kind of a
thing.
I'm so lame.
Got fall and winter for sadness, my friend. I need.
I love this song. I think it's great.
I think the song's great.
I thought it was about the chocolate drink. That's how lame I am.
Nothing lame about that.
Gemini, the Gifted One, only really did one really full album, like with Danger Mouse, and it was called Ghetto Pop Life. That album is so good.
I'm going to download that because that sounded fucking great.
That album is amazing, and Danger Mouse is awesome, and I love this song. And it always feels like I'm walking into a club like, well, hey, how's everybody? You
and Ben's always hitting those clubs.
I love
I'm going to download that and listen to it in winter when it's appropriate.
Great. All right, next tune.
So next up, Disparate Youth by Santigold. So let them say we
Your guess?
Andrew.
Yeah, I would go Andrew too.
You're right. I think any Santigold song is a great summer song. All of her whole catalog, you can play it any time in summer. It's just great hot weather music, great pop. And fun fact, graduate of Wesleyan University.
I knew that. Yeah. I knew that. I was going to bring it up.
Based on her age?
We knew it.
Could have been in there at the same time as our friend Adam. Who knows?
But again, well, not a sunny
she
song.
She was probably being cool while I was vandalizing and hating myself.
But I agree. There's something.
I feel like that's a song of Stuart. It's real hot out, and it's just
it's sunny, bright.
I think it's a perfect summer song. I feel it's definitely like, I don't know. It's got this factor to it,
the snaky arm thing. No, I agree that it's a summer jam. I just like kind of like the last pick. I'm not getting a blinding sunlight summer feeling from this. I'm getting like a cool dusky sort of heat.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
like a sundown
like dusky heat.
I almost dusky only submitted heat. Night jams for summer, like driving at night, because that's a genre.
Oh, that's
music
your big
I
genre.
Like.
You love and, that.
But I went all daytime with this one.
Okay.
Well,
then up next, let's go with Speaking of Days, Dark Days by Local Natives.
I wonder who that is.
Yeah.
Ben.
Doing the arm thing right now.
Right?
You can't help it.
The breeze. And we're doing 75. My hand is going way up.
Oh, yeah. You can see a convertible with the camera angle going all the way around it.
You can test out the different angles and the wind will lift up your hand. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm starting to get stumped here. Is this an Andrew?
It is.
Hey!
You know, I put it on a mix for you. No big deal.
Well, you know.
Did you really make mixtapes?
Was it the hardcore mix?
No.
Was it the driving in the dark mix?
Yeah, something like that.
That's adorable.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I knew he liked me. He sent me a hardcore mix.
I love that. That's
that
very
song.
Nice.
That's awesome. I always think of summertime, and it's a great anytime kind of summertime. That band, they're from Silver Lake, California, unsurprisingly, but they totally remind me of Fleetwood Mac. They're like an updated kind of Fleetwood Mac sound to me. But
I'm shocked that you did not pick a Fleetwood Mac.
I didn't
song
because
for
I went
this.
With this. I okay because instead. I picked this Local Native song instead. Otherwise, it would have been Fleetwood Mac.
when I was living with Andrew over the pandemic, I had to make a playlist called Meatwood Flack that was just songs that were pretty close to Fleetwood Mac, just so we could break it up in the house. It was non-stop Fleetwood Mac.
I didn't know Andrew was rocking that much Fleetwood Mac.
I didn't know the catalog.
Morning, noon, and night.
Eliza showed me more of the catalog. I just kind of knew the surface stuff, and I was like, there's some great shit in here. This is great.
Rumors
we did listen to
a greatest hits album.
Exactly. Beyond that, I hear you. I haven't deep dived on Fleetwood Mac. So maybe I'll go hang out with Andrew and really just get our Mac on.
Oh yeah, he'll show you some stuff.
Meatwood Flack.
That's not true, by the way. Did I not send it to you?
No,
it is true. I will absolutely send you the Meatwood Flack playlist.
I love Fleetwood Mac. It reminds me of the first girl that I like really loved in high school, loved Fleetwood Mac and would listen to Rumors all the time.
Christine
and
McVay.
I can't hear that without still getting sad. We would like listen in her room while she like painted, and
Ben, are you doing okay?
Fine, guys.
she was the teaching you about music girl.
Yeah, or she like just was kind of a hippie and real way prettier than I should have ever had a chance.
Than you deserve.
Yeah. And I was like enamored just with her. And she used to listen, especially Dreams. I hear that song and I immediately start getting sad.
Adam, let's file that for later.
Oh yeah!
Is it Andrew Longboarding just cranking down Ocean
Spray?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
No, the next one I'm going to pick is "Am I Wrong" by Mikhail Cronin.
Turn it on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, this is not just snaky arm out the window. This is grabbing your board and running into the surf.
Yeah, you're right. It's a full Volvo ad.
So I'm going to pin this one on Ben again.
You are correct. Yeah. Yay!
Yeah, this sounds like this really inspired your Summer Haze song.
It's a good tune. Yeah, it's a great tune. If you don't know who Cronin is, you should check that whole album, MC2, is so good. And so is MC3. And then they did that great video for Say with like Kurt Braunohler and Jonah Ray, because he's apparently a big fan of comedy. He used to play.
But he likes
guitar.
Jonah and Kurt? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I know. Weird.
I'm kidding. I love them.
But I remember one time he commented on Jonah's thing, and I was like, whoa, Michael Cronin's commenting on your stuff. And then he goes, I am. And I love your show. He said that about Those Who Can.
Whoa,
and I was like,
cool.
I geeked out so hard because I love his stuff. I think he played guitar for Ty Segall or whatever. And then I just think that whole album just reeks of California and like the coastline.
Yeah.
It's got a kind of there's something Beach Boys-y about his voice on it. There's something.
I have that record on vinyl. I love that dude. He's great.
And I not a lot of people have listened to his stuff. So I more put this as like to our fans, like you should check this out if you like that kind of sound. And man,
watch out, Cronin. You just got three new fans, motherfucker.
You got that
Grolic
Saves Blump.
Yeah, that was very beachy.
Yeah, how'd you find him initially? Do you remember?
I think Chuck, our guitarist for Spells, turned me onto it. Old Charlie Continental. Mm.
Jonah Ray turned me onto it. I was going record shopping with Jonah one time in LA, and he was like, get this. And I love it. It's a great album.
Yeah, those two albums, MC2 and MC3, are like, they're all earworms. They're just all like,
disgusting.
You find yourself immediately like, yeah, exactly. It's gross. And it means that you're not washing your
sheets.
Right
out of a horror movie.
Yeah. But it's very obvious. It has that feel immediately, but I hear it and I'm like, I'm driving up the PCH. It's with the ACH, just ACH. and be
you two?
On the
beach. What the fuck?
Ben, I miss you. I know we see
you so much.
But I miss you.
I miss us.
Oh, this is the summer I've been missing, guys. It's happening. Yeah, it's coming
this
back.
This is your hot back summer. The two of you guys in low slung hip huggers, you know. And all right. Free in the breeze. Okay, so I the next one. Okay, we have two more songs on your playlist.
Okay, all right.
So I'm gonna go with
there should only be one.
Well,
no,
you know that someone picked two.
Oh,
I mean, picked an extra song.
Okay,
come on.
Interesting. All right.
Okay, we'll see. Pista Los Bichos.
Pista Los Bichos?
What the? This feels like I'm on an amphibious truck with my mom. Driving through Jamaica.
Is that an experience you have had?
I was there. That was fun.
And then, you guys got to start taking Andrew on some of these trips.
Struck with my mom. So specific.
We're in Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic. We're on an amphibious vehicle. We're about to drive into the bay. We've already had far too many margaritas.
I like that song. I like a little Latin flair. That was very islandy, beachy, which
steel
is
steel drums added something.
I almost was considering attributing it to you, Adam, but I'm going to give it to Andrew because I know he does like sort of Latin guitar stuff.
Yep, it was me. And I put that song on a mix for you, but no worries. It's fine. You know, not every playlist is worth listening to.
I didn't review the mixes you've made me before looking at this because I'm keeping it fair.
How do you not have every song Andrew's ever sent you at the ready in your brain? What is going on with this relationship?
You know, I mean, I remember the Carly Rae Jepsen ones. Isn't that good enough?
You know, Andrew, when you were building that Eliza Shrine closet and I stopped by to see it, I said you're putting too much effort into this. She doesn't. Yeah.
See, now I knew there was something behind that door, and he says it's just a decorative door.
What door? That's just a painted door on the wall.
Knew it.
Andrew,
that group is a group. It's four women from the UK.
Whoa, that's not what I would have expected. That's amazing.
And yeah, there's stuff
you didn't expect English people to co-op and steal other cultures' music and
stuff.
We're getting an update. Ron says five women.
An update from Ron that he is flabbergasted to learn that you like Latin guitar.
I like some of it.
Did Ben and Adam know that about you?
Yeah, I've known that. I think you were actually one of the first people to turn me on to like Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Oh, yeah,
like
one of my favorites.
Yeah, you were like, had you ever heard this? And now Milo, my son, plays guitar and he can play like Hanuman and stuff like that. My son loves that.
Yeah, I love flamenco guitar.
Do you like Mexican supergroup Mana?
I don't know. I don't think I know Mana.
How do you not know Mana?
They're so just like big gestures. It's so dramatic music. Like we should listen to some Mana sometime. With their Unplugged.
Yeah,
it's so good.
You guys have a big old Latin American world music jam fest.
We should do that, and we should wear world music guy outfits.
Yes. Yeah, you can have different sort of percussive instruments lying around.
100%. And like baggy pants and fedoras and just goatees. Cool guys.
Lots of patterned fabrics.
We could get Lynn and Jake back. Adam, Lynn and Jake.
I donated those
return.
Clothes away, so they're gone.
No, Mana's the shit. I love Mana, and they're like the kings of Mexico. They're probably the most popular band of all time in Mexico. Hmm. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're amazing.
So we've got one more song on your playlist, and that is a summer song by Chad and Jeremy.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver
leaves. This is the summer song where you remember the woman you murdered.
Ben. I mean, that's clearly been the theme leading up to this.
I didn't. No one was murdered. It was a misstep.
When things started out with Anna, it all seemed so pure.
All right. Well, who gave his bonus song?
I'm going to guess Adam, unless it's a Ron pick thrown in there.
Nope, that was me.
Yeah.
That was me.
Nice. Yes.
I clocked you for an extra song, dude. I've done a lot of these playlists with people. Yeah, well, and, you know, some people are like, oh, I haven't said all I need to say.
Yeah, he's a bad boy,
too. I got a
too.
A rule to throw breaker. In.
And you got it, Eliza. He's a bad boy. He's a maverick. He won't.
But you know, my bonus track was Harry Styles. I sent that as it with the parens bonus track. This was one of my top
it's
three.
Very summer okay. song. I've always heard that song. I didn't know it was by what is it? Chad and Jeremy.
Chad and Jeremy.
that's the most name. Perfect. Most perfect name.
It's, except that song came out so long ago, so we know that like Chad and Jeremy's are a timeless thing.
Yeah.
They've been around since medieval times.
Chad and Jeremy parents.
I'm shocked that they have the time to write music in between all those hours running snack bars at local pools.
Yeah.
And ski clubs.
I had so many of those like that.
To me, that's it's called a summer song. And it's in the movie Rushmore, not to just be completely on brand, but it's just in a great scene from Rushmore. And so that was probably the first time I heard it. And I was like, I fucking love this song.
Yeah.
And when I played guitar, I was like, I learned how to play that on guitar. I love that song.
Yeah.
I had a one as well. I sent an additional one, but we left it out. It was an honorable mention. It was Superchunk, This Summer.
Love Superchunk.
Superchunk is awesome.
Yeah, I love that song. Yeah. But I mean, I was thinking how there were so many I missed. 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins always makes me think of Summer Breeze makes me feel fine. Pretty much the entire soundtrack to Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
I could listen to that.
I was going to Dazed and Confused a lot.
I mean, I think that's what's another big factor of summer jams is that connection with the summer at the end of the school year, especially when you're a teenager, where, as I was saying, like it's like suddenly freedom and probably sex or at least smooching.
Prospect of it, the search for it.
All that stuff.
So we're curious, since you did, what were yours? What are yours? Because we heard ours.
Well, okay, if I was going to pick some for you guys specifically.
For this playlist we're making together.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and to fit in with it with your like kind of the genres I have seen represented.
Okay. So wait, let me guess. I'm going to just take a guess real quick before it. Three repeats of Will Smith, Summertime, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, absolutely. Just play it three exactly. times. No. Yeah. Wrong.
And that's our vibe.
Honorable
Philly
mention 311
down.
A lot of people say-
that actually Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince was one of my picks at one point. I'm not going to put it on the playlist officially though because it's too obvious. I'm not putting it on. We're listening to it though.
It's too obvious, but I mean, you know it's summer when KS107.5 starts playing it on
and
the
And you were right. That song would apply for all three of you. I think all three of you could happily sing
this.
Yeah,
when people say Ben, Adam, and Andrew the Grolix, they say Philly Playground.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I, you know, I mentioned that Adam was an extra song kind of guy. I was like a full playlist person. I was like, I need to have all of these available for me to choose from.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
So the first pick I'm going to go with is Take a Run at the Sun by Jay Mascis.
Oh.
Nice.
Get the fuck out of here. To
your eye. Every moment you smile, rain lets up for a while, sun starts clearing your sky.
Wow, good one. The beachy guitar.
Right? So this song
doesn't sound like him at all.
Well, so here's what's interesting about this song. You can now find it, like if you're going to look it up on Spotify, it'll probably be listed under Dinosaur Jr. But it was from the soundtrack to Grace of My Heart. Are you guys familiar with this movie?
Mm-mm.
It kind of came and went. I loved it a lot. It's one of those unofficial biography movies. Like, they clearly didn't get the rights to say that it was about Carole King, but it's about Carole King.
And oh, sweet.
So you have avatars for all these different people in her life. And there's a Brian Wilson Beach Boys kind of character. Oh, and so you had different musicians make original songs to fit all of those things. Like, there's a fake Dusty Springfield kind of song in there. This is one of the fake Beach Boys songs that Jay Mascis did.
I love it.
For it.
Wow. What's the name of the song?
Oh, it's called Take a Run at the Sun.
I love that. Great choice.
Cool. Yeah.
And fucking Jay Mascis is one of the most underrated songwriters.
Oh,
I mean,
is he underrated? Yeah, he's great. I don't know if he's,
I mean,
underrated.
I don't know, but I just don't think he gets the credit for being as important, you know.
What
in
are
pop
you
gonna culture.
Do about it, Ben? What are you gonna do about it?
I think I'm gonna go out right now.
Start telling people on the street corner. But yeah,
just
I thought
running down the street.
I thought that I thought Ben would like that song, given your like surfish
Junior
kind of stuff. Yeah, and yeah, it's got the Dinosaur Jr. connection, so come on. Yeah. Then next, I'm gonna put in Juice by Lizzo.
Oh, sure.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. See, you can do the anthem.
You know what it is? It's reverby guitars, big open guitars. Mm-hmm.
Good tune.
On the wall. And I, you know what? There's no way that I can tap into your Dave Matthews Band vibe. I just, it's not in me. So that's,
there's no way you can take the girl out of Richmond.
Yeah, I know, but like, that's, I was bucking it my whole life. So
yeah,
so I'm, so instead I'm trying to connect with your pop top 40 affinity, Adam. And that one I would give to you.
Thank you.
And the last one that I would put on is Want to Want Me by Jason Derulo. Love that he says his name at the beginning.
Yeah, that's a power move.
Starts right off with Too Hot to Sleep.
That's some DJ Khaled shit right there. When he's,
I'm going to start doing that in comedy. Come out, Kate Nolan, and then just start tell your jokes.
Yeah. Do it
so,
even
like,
once.
This is like a whole R&B story song where he's like in bed. He's like, it's too hot. He's like, has one foot on the floor. It's like, oh, I can't. Gets out of bed, heads over to her house, and is like, you got AC. Come on, we assume.
Wow, that's the story?
Well, we assume she's got AC.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this I'm giving to this. This I love an R&B summer jam. That's really my bread and butter. So I'll give this song to Andrew because although I don't think he would like it, he likes me. And it's very me.
And so, I do like that song.
I am a huge Jason Derulo fan. You know, so many of our R&B greats have let us down. You know, there are a lot of R&B jams you don't feel good about playing anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Jason Derulo, still fun. Also, great sense of humor. One of my other picks didn't put on, but like considered, kept in reserve, was Wiggle, which was one of his early hits about butts. But it's hilarious. It starts off with patty cake with no hands. I'm up in this club making wedding plans. Like, that's a fun start. Come on.
It is.
He's very funny on social media. When he was on Drop the Mic, he's the one person that I was like, I'm a big fan. And he was like, he like immediately switched into talking to a fan mode. And I was like, never do that again, Eliza.
Yeah.
You know, for a modern one, a newer one, I'm surprised nobody put Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. That's just a...
It doesn't do it for me, you know?
It doesn't. I really, my son loves that and he always plays it. And I'm like, it's a good
song. I don't
dislike
the song. It just doesn't, despite having summer in the name, like it doesn't evoke summer as like purely as some of these other choices.
I think I like sad summer songs, but I think I like sad winter songs too. And
I think you're just
sad autumn
kind of depressed,
yeah,
Ben.
I think you're just pretty sad.
Yeah, pretty sad.
But Derulo, great pick. And Andrew, it was a gift to you. So if you don't remember this from Eliza a year
Eliza
from now,
showed me this song on the way back from the dog beach. I know that song. She's already played it for me.
Yes. And I did
you
tell him
pictures
that I think
of
it's
that.
one of the better recent summer jams. I think it's one of the last ones.
The dog beach photos I've seen. What is a beautiful day. They're in your closet shrine that you have of Eliza.
Shut the fuck up about the shrine.
Dude, it's bro secrets.
Well, I gotta say, this honestly has very much put me in a summer mood. I'm not just like saying that. That was fucking great. It feels like summer now. I think we're gonna give this to our listeners, right? Everybody can listen to this. Can't miss summer playlist. Eliza Skinner sort of approved. Yeah, you guys can't go wrong with this one. We should probably listen to some comedy and wind this thing down, huh, guys?
Let's do it. Yeah, but just to make sure you check out this playlist. It'll be on Spotify. And Eliza, holy shit.
Thank you
for coming in to do this. You're the fucking best. And really, we don't know what you see in Andrew. We're going to add the one Adams.
I can't believe that that's true, because you guys have been even more committed to him than I have. I've been with him for like a year. You guys have been with him for 30 years now.
I signed a non-complete
Ben's under contract.
And a non-complete. I'm not allowed to complete any projects.
He was completing too much.
My grandfathers died within a month of each other, and Ben and I were very much looking for an older figure in our life. To sort of give it to whittle with, to go fishing with, and Andrew was there at the mic.
You stole me from an old folks home, and the rest is history.
You're the fucking best. And does you have anything coming up? Where can people find you? Plug stuff. I mean, obviously, a lot of our fans know you.
Well, I'm going to be co-hosting a show in Denver at the end of the month, The Grolics.
Heard of it?
I'm not a big fan of it.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of ran too long. It's gone too long.
Well, that's true. But I think this month is going to be worth it.
Okay. I'll check it out. Yeah, you're the fucking best. Thanks for joining us. Why don't we listen to a little live stand-up comedy from our show that is back better and bigger than ever, which you will, of course, be guest hosting with Andrew. And come and see the chemistry for yourself, folks. You got to see it.
Yeah, every time it's like we've just met and are not very fond of each other.
The intro is going to be 7.5 minutes of them open mouth kissing on stage. You have to get there.
Yeah, that's how Andrew comes in. He comes in open mouth and then shuts it.
Another comic clip from a comic that was just very recently, and after the show people were like, who the hell is that kid? Who is he? He was so funny. Everybody, please listen to Jacob Rupp. You're going to love this. And when we return, we'll fill you in on what the next episode's challenge is and all kinds of other stuff. More show to come. Stay tuned.
I just did a bunch of shows in Colorado Springs. I was like, do you guys like rap music? And some old guy up front showed me his gun. It's like, oh, thanks for coming to the show, Dad. Nice. If I had to pick a rapper name right now, I think I'd pick Little Debbie. Because I'm all the hoes nutty buddies. What's up, guys? You guys snack? I really like that joke, and then I Googled it, and Little Debbie is already a rapper, which sucks. But I like how if you want to be a rapper, it's like picking an email name. Like, well, I guess I'm Little Soccer Dude 87. All right, I'm stubborn. Let's do one more. My favorite rapper by far is a guy named 2 Chainz. You guys know 2 Chainz at all? If you don't know 2 Chainz, don't worry about it. He has like the dumbest lyrics. But he has my favorite lyric of all time, which is left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that pussy. And that lyric, you guys, is why I failed my driving test 5 times. Apparently it's like 6 and 9 or something. I don't know. Either way, my male instructor was pissed.
Okay, and we are back. What an episode.
That was
so fun.
Very fun.
And one of my favorites, because I obviously love music, and you guys love music, and this was so fun. And summer jams, always classic.
Take me away.
huge thank you. Can't thank Eliza Skinner enough. For one, taking Andrew off our hands. Yeah, I mean, that's been a big part of it. We just didn't really want him around.
Like she's like fostering
anymore.
An animal from the shelter.
Well,
what's the
and
luck?
It's the handies I had to give you to keep you calm, you know, and I'm
You could have just bought me a Nintendo Switch. I told you.
So thanks, Eliza Skinner. You go follow her on social media.
Or in real life.
Yeah, follow her around.
Yeah, she
just
loves
follow
it.
Her
yeah, she does. She loves
we egged
it.
Her the other night. Remember that?
No, she came out of her house. We just hit her.
Yeah.
That's my house. She's at my house.
Yeah. Well, you egged my wife. I egged your girlfriend.
And of course, all the musicians, we can't list them all. It's there's too many to mention right now. But in the show notes, you'll see that our Spotify playlist is right there. Go ahead, listen to it and support all those musicians.
And hey, while you're supporting people, support our live show. As
there
we said,
go.
It's back.
Yes.
It's back. And it's this week, the last Saturday of this month at the Bug Theater, 8 p.m. Ben and Adam are gone. They have something cool and important to do. So
what a lineup, though, because hosting it with you
is Eliza Skinner. She's stepping in, coasting. We have some fun stuff planned, and we have a bananas lineup.
Gabby
we have
Gutierrez, David Bory, Jordan Dahl. It's a hell of a show. Get tickets now before they're all sold out.
Also, mm-hmm. I wanted to say, if you guys want to come out and support me, I will be on tour with the band Off With Their Heads starting Friday. We start in Detroit. And there's about 14 or so dates. If you follow me at BenRoy00 on Instagram, the dates are there. I may be near your town. Please come out and say hi to me.
Listen, you've got money burning a hole in your fucking pocket right now. What are you going to do? You going to buy a coffee? You going to go fucking buy a fancy bottle of wine? No. Support us on Patreon with that money.
Yeah.
Send us the cash.
Yeah, send us
literally
it right
send
now.
Us the cash.
Tithe.
For the
Tithe.
Price of one cup of coffee
For the
a day,
price of one
you
cup
can
of
help
coffee
three
a day.
Well-fed cis white men in Denver, Colorado.
Giving you bonus content. And you really have some this month because we have a pod within the pod called Boy Crazy.
Oh, boy.
Boy,
new fucking episode. Should I tell them what it is or should I?
No, okay. I mean, it's so good.
Yeah, it's a secret episode.
We don't need to tantalize them.
We'll give you a free taste in the feed, but
it's
anyway, that's on patreon.com/GrolixSaves. We have a lot of fun stuff over there. Chief among it, Boy Crazy.
Definitely. And if you're new to the pod, why not kickbox that subscribe button?
Yes. Yes. Kickbox it.
Just roundhouse that subscribe button. That way you'll just know when there's new episodes. You don't have to just stumble around and find it.
I love it.
You'll just know. And wherever you enjoy our podcast, it helps us out to rate and review. But what really helps us is by telling people in your life
Tell
about
your
the show.
Friends about
yeah,
it.
Hey, evangelize it. For us, please.
We want to spread it.
And you can find us on all socials at Grolix Comedy.
Couldn't do this podcast without our producer, sommelier Ron Doyle. Thank you. Thank you for the extra technical work on music clips this week.
Sommelier.
Yeah, you want to know the best river
like
for tubing? Ask Ron. Is a sommelier.
Yeah.
What should we do
idea.
Next episode?
I have an idea. I mentioned at the top that I'm going on tour.
We go on tour with you.
No, I don't want any of you there. This is my time to be. No, okay. I want to be friends with musicians. You guys shut up. Okay. Listen, I have an idea. What's the hardest thing about being on tour?
Oh, the
crippling loneliness in the hotel room.
Both were sad. Both were very sad. First of all, you get autograph requests.
Oh, yeah, people all the time.
And you're that lonely still, Andrew.
Yeah, all alone in a hotel room?
No, no, no. It's totally different. But I have an idea for a guest. And if you're listening, folks, you notice so we sound different because we're close by. We're all in the same room together. This is going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an idea. We're going to have a guest join us, Troy Walker.
We just recorded the episode right now. Troy, say yell hello.
Yellow.
Okay, don't do that ever.
No, save them. It for next week. No,
don't
next
don't
week.
Give them all the gold in one place. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
It's, Troy Walker, everybody.
That's all you get for
great
free.
Show, but this is my favorite time where I get to
play
say,
us out, Charlie.